start that.
Can review just a little bit the last part you were speaking.
Ended on discuss. What was the last thing?
You.
Oh yeah, the all or nothing, the false dichotomy. So anyway, I'm saying, with again, you just those two primary scriptures as an example, Hebrews 13 and Proverbs 15. Our sacrifice of our lips, the praise and thanksgiving we give to God is a sacrifice. And David also says the lifting of my hands is the evening sacrifice. Sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to God. So it doesn't matter how well you place Jesus' name in and whatever, however scriptural you want to be, these blatant God-haters are producing works of darkness. I mean, I saw Dee Snider from now. These guys are maybe a little before their time, but I saw Dee Snider of Twisted Sister sing Come Let Us Adore Him. Now, good words, but that wicked, abominable sodomite singing that song is an abomination. God's offended by that. I can't take a recording of God's enemies, and here's how I put the question to Seeloff. Please fill in the blank. I know that I am approved and blessed of God in worshiping Him with the songs of His enemies, based on the following scriptures. That was my question. Now, that's the one. That was the one that the man who's texting me, messaging me, saying I'm messaging with tears running down my face right now with this conviction.
Yeah.
This is all gone. So the point is, he says, I'm inconsistent because I can't abstain from every work, whether it's selling me groceries, every work of a sinner. I'm inconsistent, so it has to be all or nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Not and nothing. You can't hold that view, but all or nothing.
Yes. False dichotomy. Because he's inconsistent. He's way inconsistent. He preaches outside of country music,
Right. Rock
music, and tells people, if you take pleasure in this, you're damned. Now, wait a minute. You don't expect them to abstain from all works of sinners, do you? Then it's nothing. And somehow that's not occurring because you let yourself get offended. You're under a spell. You're under a spell. It's like a hypnotic suggestion. You cannot make sound judgments if you let yourself become offended, because that's a commandment. Grudge not against one another. So that's an offense. So that's a problem. So was that, you were just questioning to kind of review it, or did you have?
No, I had one, but I don't remember it.
Well. Questions.
Were you informed of your second shunning?
No. There again. I've never.
How did you find out the second time?
Through the knowledge of the meetings.
Okay.
Is this after he was excommunicated? Or before?
Well, there was one last meeting where, let's see here. I think it's basically during the final contentions with John trying to create a meeting. At that same time, I was having emails back and forth, and that's where I reproved this Tracy's actions, that there is no contrition. And on top of that, nothing whatsoever ever came out of the conversation that these two were in on, where Sarah said what she did, and Kelly brought up the false statement.
Did you download that clarification video?
Did I download it?
The clarification
video. I haven't downloaded it yet. I
copy
today,
it.
So
yeah.
You have a copy?
No, I haven't copied
it. Yeah, I need
a copy. That's probably good. Yeah.
I thought about that just today, actually. They may shut down.
Maybe. Yeah.
My question was, when you actually found out, was it when he was still a member of the Refining Fire Fellowship, or after he was already excommunicated?
The first time they hadn't cut you off yet, because
okay.
John was sort of waiting it out. He John was really the only one in the fellowship who was approved to speak to me, because we had some business dealings. So
we're in partnership in Global Mission Telecom, yeah. So they gave me an out to allow, if you have to talk to him, like we had to talk, so they allowed me to do that.
Which, that night when
sets
I was
me up
with,
for
it
sets me up for
talked,
lying, right?
Yeah.
So I'm being intimate with my business partner, and he's asked me, well, what's going on with the fellowship? Nothing.
Yeah, right.
What am I supposed to say? Well, we're in the process of examining all your videos and making sure this or that, right? I mean, that secrecy sets me up to stumble, and him and whoever else is involved. So,
were you in the legalism church meeting?
Say again?
Were you there during the church meetings where Tracy taught legalism?
The three teachings? Yeah, I sure
yes,
was.
Yes, because somehow his questions got cut off at the end of the video. He asked a question. And it was like, I have to say, it was classic Brother John. It was just like, after this whole, the all or nothing, everything. And you just hear John very quietly off the side. And why does it have to be all or nothing? And Tracy, you know, you see him kind of. And he just says, well, if I say I'm against drinking and I drink, I'm not being consistent, right? Well, then it's. That was his answer. But then, boom, the video cuts off.
Now,
so actually,
don't ask me what happened after that.
I was going to say, I never got a chance. I was like, man, I wanted to hear what you said.
Yeah, I unfortunately, my memory doesn't always serve me well in these things. But
maybe your wife or somebody remembers.
I do remember something of his. He said, well, we don't want to dance too close to the edge. You know, it's like a sinner wants to dance close to, or a lukewarm Christian wants to dance close to the edge of hell. I go, well, should we just cut it all off then? Should we just get rid of all that stuff? And see, this is what we were wrestling with as a family, too, is, I mean, it's for a while now, brother. This, you know, the Marvel movies. Super movies. The children, they gobble it up, man. It's, so
wait
we,
a minute.
It's
no,
a Star Wars, Star Wars, whatever it is, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
So it's always supernatural stuff involved, you know, in these kinds of movies. They're exciting visually.
Oh.
They're eye candy. They're soul candy, too. Anyway, and one of the things that really convicted me about his movie that they were against, Jeremy's movie, that they were for this movie, against the entrainment issue. The entrainment,
that's in the Hillsong. Yeah.
Oh, that was a Hillsong video, excuse me.
Hillsong, yes.
Entrainment is where you get kind of in this media within about 10 minutes, your alpha waves shut down on your frontal lobe, and you have no discernment left.
Hypnosis.
Yep, bypasses the judges.
Right, so if I'm watching a video or listening to something like that, then within, you know, within this 10 minutes, it's scientifically proven, I guess.
Yeah, I have brain scan images in that video.
Okay.
I spent a long time really trying to get it concrete.
And that was like, okay, I need to wake up here. Yes, Lord. And so I was promoting what he was doing. I was kind of, I mean, I wasn't trying to bring division. I was just trying to promote what I thought was good stuff. But when the email came out from Kevin, that we're to limit contact with Jeremy. Now I'm back in this hard place again. I'm always finding myself in this hard place with my fellowship and directions from my elders and other Christians that I know and love.
This was the second time you meet around where you got the...
Because
the first time around, some of it came after. Anyway, I don't want to get too confused and chronological. Or I just, when you said that about... the contact, I wasn't sure which time you were talking about.
No, I'm sorry. Because
again, the second one, I didn't even know about.
Sorry, you didn't know about that. That's the one I'm talking about. So
okay.
yeah. I, I knew there was a dialogue back and forth with email with you and Kevin before all that stuff came.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
So now we're kind of feeling, fishing out where you were, right? Are you talking about anybody in our fellowship directly, or?
Just to clarify, so you were not informed in any way, or you were never told, look, whether we're telling our fellowship, cut off communication until or unless you do fill in the blank.
Never. And I specifically said in my email, please call me if I am not answering your questions. Yeah.
From my understanding, you agreed with them to put a disclaimer in the video.
Right.
In the description of the video. That was the agreement. And
yes, that was misrepresented. I think they were saying that.
The whole history that I haven't heard this.
Right. So. Okay, so when Tracy says he agrees, I mean, I said at time, 20 minutes, 30 seconds, you said this, this, and this. You took my words specifically and added a total, a blatant lie to it. So there was no way out of it. So then, he had to say, he had to do something, you would think. So that's why, okay, so he was going to make his clarification video. But then it was, okay, what are you going to do? Who did I slander? What lie did I say? You cannot agree with me, that's fine. But so that's why they're saying, oh, I was so hard-hearted. I'm expecting them to do everything, and I'm not doing anything. So I finally said, okay, I can put an annotation about pointing them to a message about legalism, if that'll, thinking. I'm trying to all the way through this. The reason I spent 7-plus hours on these phone calls is because I think we should do what we can to keep unity for the gospel's sake. That is my thought overarching this whole thing. And that's why I'm always one. I think we have an agreement here. And I remember talking to Pat about this the very first time I met you, man. It's almost strangely coincidental. But I try to give as much latitude as I can to somebody who will preach as long as they don't pervert the gospel. I may have some other problems with them, but if I can be persuaded in my heart, they are a child of God. We may have some disagreements on holidays or stuff like that. But if they preach, I want to keep the unity for the gospel's sake. I don't see where all these tens of thousands of preachers, we could be so picky and have this big team.
Did you put the thing on your video?
Yes, so I did. I put an annotation in. It's very early in that movie, and it was not my movies. It was the one movie that they, I guess, had the biggest problem with was the expose on the Do You Believe motion picture. So very soon into that expose, I put a clear annotation. I leave it up there for a good long. It's not going to be overlooked. Please read important message about legalism in the description. So I just lay out there in the description, and no place in this video did I say you're going to hell for watching a movie. That's not the point, and I explained that. So, yeah, I did that. I don't know if because I didn't do it the very next day or something, they determined I didn't do it at all. I'm still not clear if they're accusing me of never doing it or...
When did you do it?
It might have been a week later or something. I mean...
Well, I thought they had said that you did not do
that. I just didn't do it. Okay.
Just plain, I mean, just generally staying. Now, if they meant that you didn't do all the things that you agreed to do or any of the things, but they didn't say that. They
right,
said
now
you
I
didn't
remember.
Agree to do what you agreed to do.
Right,
so
right. They said what
you didn't
I.
Do what you agreed to do.
Yes. They were criticizing what I agreed to do in the first place, but then I think they said even that I didn't do. So, but yeah, it's there. You can look that up. It's I think it just says, "Do you believe movie
I've got a
satanic?"
Here. I was just looking to see where the annotation was actually in the video itself, because it's I've got the description box pulled open. I just haven't seen the annotation part yet.
Yeah, okay, so...
Is it right at the very
beginning? It should show on all devices, unless there's something about devices.
Oh, well, I guess that could be... Maybe
unless there's something about devices, annotations will show up, I don't know. But I didn't take it down. I mean, honestly, I considered...
This may be a stupid question. What's an annotation?
Oh, it's a little like a little bubble that pops up in the video.
So if they have, like, the ads and stuff turned off, they won't see it?
No, you can turn off annotations.
You can turn them off. So if they have
turned off annotations?
Yeah. So if they have it turned off, they wouldn't have seen it.
Well, I'm not seeing it. If it's within the first 30 but seconds or
at any rate,
video, I'm not seeing it. But
I have it in the description.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's why I was just curious, because if it was what I thought it was, I knew you can turn them off.
Turn off annotations.
Does that mean from
banner ads as far as annotations though?
It's turned off all of them when I had a computer that I get on the internet with. I turned off all of them. I got so annoyed with them I just turned them all off. So.
Okay, well that's kind of good, didn't you?
No. The word annotation wasn't used in the accusation. It was description. They said it did not put a description on the video.
Right. So I think they're saying that I did absolutely nothing, because they said, first of all, he gave up such a little concession, and secondly, they said I didn't do it. So, I can't remember, I'd have to hear it again, but it seems like I was thinking that Kevin's was speaking at this time, and he seems like he might have said his videos, as if I said I was going to do every video, and that's just completely just patently.
Yeah, you aren't going to go over yet at all the old.
Yeah, it was the end of the phone call, the end of the second phone call. What we had the hardest time with was the movie, the Do You Believe movie one. For some reason, that ended up being the biggest stickler. I think at one point I said, I mentioned 2 Thessalonians 2, that they all might be damned. God sends them strong delusion, they all might be damned, that receive not the love of truth, that might be saved, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But when I say that in the video, I'm bringing up the Newsboys who tour with Judas Priest, the satanic rock band. And I say, how well these people who follow the Newsboys, they say, oh, well, you know, the Newsboys listen to satanic music. I can have pleasure in satanic music. And then I say, but the Bible says we might be damned of pleasure in unrighteousness. So I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about what it leads to. And that was that was so hard to get them across that. If you watch my expose, I bring out this graphic of a worm on a hook. I bring it into the screen, say, see, this is what I'm talking about. You know, it's not even so much, and I even say, I never watched the movie. And I'm demonstrating why I don't even have to watch the movie to tell you, because of the assignment. I don't have to know what, if you want to say the gospel's in the movie. I'm talking about the assignment and the agenda, and how it's just bait on the hook. That's what I'm saying. So.
If I can jump in here for a second, is that at this point they're saying there's resolution, and they're not saying reconciliation, which is concerning to me. So we have resolution with Jeremy, and I'm thinking, well, what about reconciliation? Have we reconciled these differences? Are we reconciled as brethren? And Tracy sent an email. I'm not sure if you saw that email or not, but maybe I need to send that to you as well. But in this email, Tracy says, they're very dangerous videos.
Yeah.
We highly recommend. You saw that one?
No, you read some parts.
Yeah, I read some parts to you. So, yeah. Highly dangerous videos. I recommend you stay away from them. But I thought there was a resolution on this. And if you're recommending resolution versus reconciliation, we cleared the table about everything. Well, obviously, from Jeremy's own testimony with Tracy, everything hasn't been cleared, because he doesn't have anything to be contrite about.
Right.
The whole slanderous mess that has happened is not, there's nothing, no contrition there, nothing about the gossip that happened among the ladies about Sister Sarah, no apology there,
nothing
no public apology in the in the fellowship as well, that, hey, I shouldn't have been gossiping about a fellow sister. She's maybe not in our fellowship, but she's part of our fellowship in the sense that, you know, we break bread with them, we call them
about as close as you can get to it, I would say.
And some of this is a little spiritually frustrating, to say the least. And so...
That was the resolution he's pointing to. That was the first time around. They sent a letter and said, okay, it's sort of resolved as far as we're lifting the ban. That's what Tracy says.
Oh, that was the other point. Thank you for prodding my memory there. In lifting the ban, in communication with Brother Jeremy, we can't talk about those things. We want to stay away from those areas. That was a direction in the email I think I read to you. I'd have to go back and double-check that. But see, that, ironically, we're teaching about legalism, and we're being legalistic about all this
legalism.
Stuff. And we've become legalists in the process of teaching about legalism.
But who says that somebody says one word we don't like in their preaching, or does this we don't like in their preaching, and now everybody, you can't preach with this person, and the next person, right. And the next person, and the next person? Right. Where's the legalism coming from? I mean, you were just about on the chopping block with me, sounds like. You were getting dangerously close, young man. I mean, that's what John said. In fact, we had this conversation before I even knew about that. He says that's why he knew it was like that, this tears it moment, that I know I have to do something, because if Jeremy's up next, who's next? Jude?
Yeah.
Pat? I mean, who's...
I was literally just waiting.
Well, that video was Jude told the door knock with the bastard sign.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, you heard it? Oh, yeah.
Where are they going to chop this up? I can't...
No.
Jude told me...
Two years ago. Jude's walking around in the proximity of a bastard sign. So I was pretty... I was surprised they did not...
I had all the younger men mentioned that video. Gavin and Kevin both just applauded that video. So I was...
They applauded it?
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Well, they just didn't like the banner.
They thought they raved about it.
Everybody I've heard from, that video is like become a very favorite.
Stand the door knock is one of my favorites.
Yes. When we went, when we came back from Tampa, maybe that's what you were saying.
What I was going to say was that I can remember 2 years ago when... maybe not 2 years, maybe a year and a half, as Brother John's testimony would say that, Jude spoke with him and said, hey, you know, it seems like Refining Fire Fellowship's excluding themselves.
Yes.
Isolating themselves, thank you. And I can remember, Jude and I sitting down and being like, man, it's only a matter of time before... You know, we would specifically bring up events, you know, and be like, maybe Brother John can come to this event. I mean, given we're not shunned by then, you know. I mean, maybe a little bit was tongue in cheek, but I mean, we were seriously concerned that, you know, our time's coming. You know, time's ticking. Why? Because, well, we preach with Brian. We preach with Ross. We use word war. We use the word. You know, I've used the word bastard in my preaching.
Kerry did modify his 10 pitfalls to exclude biblical words as being part of the problem, but just inflammatory, non-necessary words in preaching now.
Right.
That again, I have to. That's why I thought Romans 14:1-15 was so important in this issue, because it's interrelated in the whole legalism dialogue. It's interrelated in the sense that you can't judge me for saying this word in the open air when I find it in the Bible. You can't judge me when as a brother, because I'm going to stand before God in judgment and all these doubtful things. That's the context of Romans 14.
Right.
If it's a doubtful thing, I'm going to put that guy under the umbrella of Romans 14 and keep going, keep pressing the kingdom. So
right.
It's most necessary that we do that with each other. And we've all seen, even in our own relationships here, how dynamic thinking and beliefs can be over the course of 5 years or 10 years, whatever it is. And we're learning. We're trying to seek the Lord and make sure we're instructed by the Holy Ghost. And so... Any other questions? Okay. So we'll wrap it up there.
All right.